In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices. Starring Jane Ellen.
I don't see how the human race survived the medieval period.
And Adam Cravens.
A lot of them didn't.
This is Binge or Cringe. A podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Henson Oakley Podcast Center and Rock 93.7.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Okay. Anna Grace has made me aware about a couple years ago of this gentleman by the name of Ben Platt. Have you heard of Ben Platt?
The name sounds familiar.
Ben Platt starred in the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen. I know. That's just what you were going to say. And he is a fabulous singer and so on and so forth. And we love Ben Platt. So Ben Platt is in a new Netflix show, which is the CWEst Netflix show I've seen in a long time.
That's a lot of fun verbs and adjectives.
Isn't it, though? However, it's Netflix doing the CW, but doing it better. And imagine a CW show mixed with the film Election with Reese Witherspoon, and just add a few songs, though it's not a musical, but there are times you can jazz hand it out, and you'll have a very compelling TV show. Though I realize I am not the demo. Gwyneth Paltrow is in it playing, hard to believe, a distant, waspy wife married to an older man who had twin gorgeous sons who are just raging.
Bulls?
Yes. Just horrible people. But it's kind of funny how horrible they are. They are like pre-Melendez. And then...
You are making up words. For this podcast is going to win an award for most made-up words. Words not appearing in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
And then you have Ben Platt, who has been adopted since he was a child. So Ben Platt plays the politician, and he is a junior or senior in a, I would normally say prestigious, but I feel prestigious is the correct pronunciation for this.
I like
this.
I like it more.
So he's at this prestigious school.
If there is ever a choice to go with the British pronunciation or whatever you call the other pronunciation.
I can't stop saying schedule.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like to say schedule. Like, I prefer to go, let's keep this on schedule.
You know, I think the guy working at Subway the other day had a feeling like that because he could not stop saying onion.
Sometimes, like, whenever I'm ordering something, like, at a Mexican restaurant, like, I wanna roll, like, the R maybe a little, like, see if there's a little tilde over something. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanna spice it up a little.
That's why you're there. So, this is the story. It is clear that Gwyneth Paltrow loves her adopted son more than her twins because they're terrible people, and they say as much. So you have that kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink type of situation, but it's not a fourth wall breaker. It's just they know that the twins are horrible people. The twins know they're horrible people, and we accept that. Ben Platt's character, whose name I've totally forgotten, he has a sole purpose in his life. He loves politics, and he will be the president of the United States. And if this show goes for several years, I'm sure he'll have time to film that. So he has studied what presidents have done that he could also do. He has learned Mandarin. He wants to go to Harvard because Harvard has produced the most U.S. presidents. He's done this, he's done that to be accepted and all this stuff. In the meantime, his adopted father kind of ignores him, but his adopted father is a gajillionaire. And then the adopted father gets sick, and we think he's going to die, and that's not sitting well with the twins. Because when the father starts to show just a little sign of getting better, they realize things won't turn out well for them because they've been jerks. And their mom will say as much. So I had Melendez right on the tip of my tongue because they were going to smother their father on his hospital bed. And one of them said, "Did you watch the Melendez 911 stuff like I told you? Now this is how you have to sound." And they're so stupid and stupidly good-looking, it's almost like you're not even real. So we have that whole family dynamic. And, of course, the dad.
They're almost like the Winklevoss twins.
Yes.
Like they're, okay.
Yes. Right, and the dad, of course, heard their nefarious scheme and has kicked them out. So you have the family dynamic of that. Then you have Ben Platt's character. And Ben Platt's character is clearly gay, and I can say clearly due to the involvement with the other guy. But he knows as a politician that he has his team, and so he has his girlfriend, and he has his campaign manager, and he has his whatever the other third person is, and they are the people with whom he plans to take with him. She will be the first lady, and this one will run the campaign, and these people know their business, and they're trying to campaign so he can be class president of this prestigious school. In the meantime, a guy who is better looking and just more charming and who is his friend is running against him. And then who happens to kill himself in front of the Ben Platt character. So then you have ghost friend the rest of the time. You see where I'm going with that?
No, that came out of nowhere.
I know. But wait, there's more. Remember how I told you there was some show based on a real story where the mom had convinced everyone that her daughter had all manner of illnesses, and the daughter didn't even know that she was not sick, and it turns out she was?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have that going on, because where the friend who committed suicide, he chooses a running mate who is a gender-fluid African-American. So how do you compete with that? They choose Cancer Girl. And Cancer Girl comes across as really genuine, and she has this redneck nana and doesn't seem to know what kind of cancer she has, but comes across as really genuine. And then they find out that more than likely Cancer Girl does not have cancer, but they don't know if she knows that, but they know that Nana knows it. Because Nana doesn't want anyone to find out because she gets all these free trips. So as long as she keeps her grandchild sick, she gets stuff. So that has reared its ugly head. And it could be just a typical melodrama, but there's just enough, and camp is the wrong word, but there's enough of something that makes it entertaining. In that I already, House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, horrible man that he turned out to be, but acting wise and in House of Cards specifically, you can't stop watching him.
It's, I mean, honest to goodness, the first, what is it, six seasons of that show? I mean, they're just.
You can't stop.
I mean, they're.
Compelling.
Yeah.
There is something House of Cards-esque about this. Again, there's no addressing the camera or anything, but there is something really compelling about Ben Platt's character, where he knows these things about himself, and he has a singular vision, and he says to his friend who had killed himself, because he's ghost friend now, he's like, "But I don't really feel anything. Does that make me a sociopath?" And his friend said, "You can be good as long as you do good works. What does it matter if you feel about it? Just keep doing things that are good." It's like, okay, I'll keep going ahead with that. So there's that self-realization about him that is fascinating, and how he, it doesn't matter what anyone else does. He has his team, he has his vision, and he's not going to cheat or anything. He's just brilliantly smart. Harvard put him on the wait list, and he wanted to be in, but not bought in. He didn't want his father to buy a multi-million dollar building with his name on it, and because of that, he gets to go to school like his brothers did. He did all this work. He wants to be accepted for that. And Harvard was only going to accept him if he donated something, as his family had in the past. And so he comes back to Harvard with, I'm going to be president one day. Now, I'm going to go to college. You have the choice. Do I tell this story?
Whenever presidential flashcard pops up, what name do you want on there?
Or do you want me to tell the story of how Harvard didn't accept me?
It's like the J.K. Rowling, like, took Harry Potter to 13 different publishers, and they're all just like, boy, wizards are dumb. People don't like them.
You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens about The Politician on Netflix. So it is truly compelling and entertaining. It's not an... Okay, yeah, there was a suicide. But it's like you didn't really know the person. It's like in Murder, She Wrote. It always starts with a murder, but you didn't really know them. So you just know there needs to be one so she can solve the murder?
Well, the thing about that is the show ran for, what, 11 years, 10 years, something like that?
I know, a lot of people dying in that little town.
So I'm saying, like, if you know all of them, like, do you realize how many – okay, let's say they only ran for, like, 10 episodes, but I want to say it was, like, probably 30-episode seasons, 20 – like, you're talking about, like, 300 episodes. That's a lot of character development right there.
Yes. So this is really entertaining, I find. And Gwyneth Paltrow's character is just very glamorous. You know how she kind of does this, I'm not really wearing any makeup ever, and I'm just kind of earthy, but I'm going to dress, I'm very Pepper Potts, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Just, yeah.
She's full on glam, rich, and knows she is, but she's not a horrible person. She just decided, because they asked why she married this old man, and she goes, well, I hadn't found anyone I was going to be in love with, so I figured I'd pretend to be in love with him, and here we are. And so she's very matter-of-fact in that way, and the adopted son is a good-hearted person and compelling. It's really all I got to say. It's just... I really enjoyed watching it, and it got to the point where I wanted to go, I wonder what they're going to do next. Because I don't know where they're going to go with it. Do they have him win the election? Do they have it come out that his vice president doesn't have cancer, even though she thinks she does? How does that play out? So it's very entertaining and very well done, and I have no issue if Netflix wants to bring that back. Plus, Ben Platt singing is fabulous. So I know I watch a lot of streaming stuff, and some of it I like and then forget about. This isn't one of those things. I feel The Politician is going to stick with me because there are a lot more moments in this show. Just like Good Omens, which I watch continuously. There are good moments, and I remember that. And I found it entertaining. So is your 10-year-old going to want to watch it? No.
Probably not.
They'll have no interest in it whatsoever. Anna Grace told me about it because, what, Ben Platt? Ben Platt breathed in the state? Oh, I got to know about that. So she knows everything Ben Platt. So she started watching it and is hooked. So I find it, even though it's not sci-fi, it's my House of Cards replacement, and I can watch it without feeling dirty and appreciate what's going on.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Even though, again, Kevin Spacey is amazing in House of Cards. It's amazing.
It's just too bad he he was a slug in real life.
Wasn't he? What, didn't all that just go away? Everything was acquitted or dropped. Oh, the guy died.
I think one of them died and the other just dropped it completely.
And so you got to wonder about that. Well, not that, the guy dying. That's, that
looks
know.
Suspect.
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Because you know what? I actually don't know.
when really rich people have things like that, like happen, it makes me think somebody pulled a string somewhere.
Yes, but you also want to say, wow, they went a little too far because now it looks really obvious that someone paid somebody. Oh,
right, before they were going to give, like, you know, yes, evidence that would, yeah.
It looks real suspicious. But anyway, who am I to say? Can say that I really enjoyed his character in House of Cards, and I'm just going to feel this has panache, and they are disgustingly rich, like billions rich. So you also just have the aesthetic, which is interesting, because I do not have $1 billion.
No,
I don't,
and you can tell, like, just look at any picture.
Yeah. And so it's just kind of fun because it's different. For instance, when he went to his running mate, the cancer girl, I don't know her name, cancer girl's house, what they had for dinner were bologna cups. If you don't know what bologna cups are, you take a muffin pan, put bologna in each of the muffiny pans, and then put American cheese in the middle, and then you put it in the oven. Bologna cups.
Sure. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that until
right now. I would totally eat that. But that's what they served to him as a guest. So it was kind of funny that he clearly would never have eaten anything like that. He probably never knew it existed. But that's how Cancer Girl and her Nana live. And so you have that, which makes me wonder, what's Cancer Girl doing in that school? Huh, I don't know. Anyway, maybe one day I'll learn her name. And they have a guy who I do believe has palsy. And, oh, he's so funny. He's just real funny. And you see him, and he has a joint, and the guy, Ben Platt's character, says, oh, does that help you with your pain? And he goes, no, I just like to get high.
They're trying to give him a justifiable out. Then he's just like,
no.
Oh, are you eating that cookie because you have diabetes? No, I love chocolate.
Yeah. So there are lighthearted moments, in as much as what I just said doesn't really sound lighthearted if you see it on paper. It has moments, and I enjoy The Politician. There, I said it.
I mean, politics, for better or for worse, like, do tend to make pretty engaging, like, storytelling. Mm-hmm. West Wing, what was it, The Campaign, I think.
The Campaign of the West Wing.
Robert Redford did one as well. I can't remember it, but I'm just saying, like, it's pretty ripe for kind of exploitation as far as storytelling.
I like the way
goes.
He thinks, the way the character studies, because he is looking at the presidency kind of as, I assume, a manager or quarterback would look at plays that have worked in football games. He is studying to see things that have worked, but he feels he doesn't need to go beyond Ronald Reagan, because Ronald Reagan created the social aspect of the superstar politician. So he says the others that came before him, I can't learn anything from them. They're not relevant to me.
I've got to know this guy's Jordan. Like.
Yes. So I'm going to start with him and move through. So I just enjoyed it, and I will continue to do so. There is also season 2 of Disenchantment, which is The Simpsons in a medieval world. And I haven't watched the whole thing through, but I am liking it even more now.
And season 2 is about to drop.
Oh, it already has.
Oh, okay. That's all right. All right.
Yeah, it already has. So, and you don't have to watch season 1. There's a recap. It's fine. But I did enjoy it, and it's there.
And I mean, you can very much tell that it's from the same person that gave you Futurama and The Simpsons. So, like, just think of that aesthetic, but in a medieval or, like, fantasy setting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's a new thing out. And, again, I know it's coming soon. Amazon is about to drop season 2 of Jack Ryan. I just can't remember when. But I'm fairly certain it's in Rocktober.
We need to just look it up and write it down. So.
I know. I could do that. But instead, we can sit in front of our tiny computers and just go, huh, I wonder when that's going to happen. Because we like nostalgia.
Yep.
And that's how it used to be. Oh, I don't know when that's.
Well, it's this fall.
I know. I know they called you. People used to call me to ask me random facts because I just knew them.
Then came Cha-Cha. That was a short. I don't know if you remember that. You texted a question, and you got an answer from it.
I remember Ask Jeeves.
And then Google. Google, I'm certain, has dumbed down America into the double digits.
No doubt. So thank you for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Binge or Cringe, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, is a Hintz and Oakley Podcast Center production. Listen to new or past podcasts anytime at Rock